الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
On paper it looked like a bit of a drubbing, but actually, FC were in that in parts.
Well, for the majority, yeah. I think we can control most of the possession. Just once we made the changes, the four individual errors that have cost us. And you know, it's about players getting time on the pitch. And there was lads that we asked in the second half that to do jobs that weren't really, you know, the positions that they're playing, and some of them are young lads as well, which is probably a bit unfair. But they'll get their own, you know, a fair crack of the whip in other games. But like I say, first pre-season friendly. I think it was Thursday was the first time that we've seen a little bit of a football session on Thursday. So there's definitely a lot of ring rustiness around the squad. But
one of the things we were saying on commentary was some of these passes are actually really clever passes. It's just no one's on the same wavelength. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
You always find it's always disjointed and stuff like that to start off with. But I thought we played some good stuff, established the pattern of play that we want, which is, you know, to keep possession and move people about. And you know, another day we'd be probably three or four goals in front before they even get anywhere now.
Focusing on the first half for a second, you've got to be happy with that midfield trio and the way they played with Sheridan, Kane and Winter. They were, yeah. Well, Sheridan was just pulling all the strings.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that established itself last year, and that's something that we want to continue with.
And then you make the changes. Obviously, in pre-seasons gone by, you've done that a lot, where you've just changed the whole team. I think later on in pre-season, you're going to do less of that as people become more.
It's about, you know, we've got to make sure that all the squad is up to optimum levels for when we start, and that means that they've got to get the time on the pitch. You know, so there will be some positions that people are playing and things like that, where I'm sure supporters are going, "What's Mars doing? Has he lost his marbles?" But it's just about, you know, we've come up with something to try and get each player about 6 hours playing time over the course of pre-season. We've done that with Sam, and you know, he's worked up a rota for the players to be able to adhere to, so that we get them up to the levels.
Now then, second half, you made those changes, and then you mentioned the young players. Just before we get to the young players, just to mention for the big new signing, Corbett, he played centre-back to begin with and then moved to left-back. But he had a good game.
I thought he played really well at centre-back. Left-back, there's stuff that he'd need to work on. But, you know, the great thing about it was the lad's attitude. And, you know, say, "You're going at left back yet? No problem." Mm-hmm. So I think he looked, you know, at centre back, he looked composed, assured. And for a young player, as we know, he's got plenty in his locker.
And then this Frost, who comes on, and I thought he looked really impressive, and in the build-up play to Greaves hitting the post and the goal he scored, pivotal.
Yeah, he's.
Tell us more about him, by the way.
He trained with us last year. We've been released from Burnley, and he was training with us towards the end of the season. Obviously, wasn't able to sign, but I thought, you know, he showed enough in training. His attitude again has been first class. He's been to all the training sessions as hard as it's been, and he's been out there up front, so he shows his fitness levels are good. That's the first time I've seen him play, and like you say, there's plenty that we can work with there.
And a couple of people from the reserves coming in. I thought Hope in midfield was absolutely, well, very impressive.
Yeah, fantastic. Very good footballer. We've known it for a while. It's just waiting for the right time to introduce Dean, and you know, I think he made a big step along the way today.
And Hill and Dole comes in as well.
You know, Chris is one of the people I'm talking about. He's not a centre-half. He's a centre midfielder who breaks things up, and I thought he went in there and did half, you know, an half decent job. Like, again, it's, he'll probably beat himself up about a couple of mistakes, but hey, it's, they're all rushed there. know, and we'll work through that so that they're all ready to go towards the end of the season, pre-season.
So West has been and Charlton on Tuesday. I imagine you're going to be bringing the changes at that one. Opportunity for players outside the first team to come in?
You know, within the timetable, Matty Wolfenden needs to play on Tuesday, Tom Greaves needs to play on Tuesday, so we'll work round the whole squad to get a team out there that's going to go and compete. There will be some trialists who have been playing today for the reserves. We'll get the reports back from Roger and find out how they've done and see whether we need to have a look at them on Tuesday.
Well, thanks, Cal.